Want to hear the latest song release? Get it right here on New Music Friday.
What's up, Tonight Show on CFM? You're chilling with me, TP, here tonight. It is New Music Friday. And other than introducing to you new music on this beautiful Friday evening, today we've got the upcoming Songbird of Malaysia, Liesl May, in the studio with us. Woo, Liesl!
Hello!
Hi, Liesl. How are you holding up right now?
I'm great. I'm really excited to be here.
Thank you for joining us today as well. Now, we're going to go into a special segment from my night show, which is called Questions Under 30. So if you're ready, we will start. Okay, are you nervous?
A bit, but I'm going to try my best.
Okay. And here we go. Liesl, eat to live or live to eat?
Live to eat.
Dancing or singing?
Singing.
Movies or karaoke?
Karaoke.
Ice cream or cake?
Cake.
Early bird or night owl?
Early bird.
Favorite movie?
High School Musical.
Mm-hmm. All right, the song that you're currently obsessed with.
We Don't Talk About Bruno by Encanto.
We Don't Talk About Bruno. Okay, name one. Prefer to be a driver or the passenger?
Passenger.
Passenger. Okay, we managed to do one more question than previously, which is really good. But yeah, like High School Musical, we just not talked about it. We have so much in common. You said that you were a Gabriella previously, and now you're Sharpay, which I think we all can relate a lot. Not everyone can be Gabriella right now. We need to be a Sharpay at some time, at some point. And Encanto as well. Oh my God, the song is amazing. Let me ask this. How many times have you watched Encanto?
Honestly, only once because I haven't had time, but I've been replaying the soundtrack a lot.
Right. I feel like I've watched only three times of Encanto, but on my playlist, the two songs that's been repeating is We Don't Talk About Bruno and Surface Pressure from Encanto as well.
Same, yeah.
Amazing. Okay, we're going into our interview right now. Now, talking to Liesl, we want to know more about her as well. So can you tell us, how did you get involved with music?
Music is something that's always been a part of my life. So growing up, I've always enjoyed it, always listened to it, always love singing, and so it's always like naturally been there, but I suppose taking it seriously was when, you know, Sony reached out to me, which was only in the recent years, about 2 years ago, and so that's when I realized, like, oh, okay, this could be something. And so, yeah.
And previously you did release YouTube covers, song covers, and At Space, which is your recent new single. It's actually not your first original song. You have previously written quite a lot, but this, from your press releases, is your new debut single. And so we want to know about Headspace. What is this song about?
Well, if I could summarize Headspace into a few words, it would be finding peace amongst the chaos, you know, finding yourself in a headspace that is negative, whether you're stressed, anxious, or whatever, and just, you know, wanting to find peace in something, some place, or someone.
Oh, okay. And the part about Headspace is really interesting, which is I find the lyrics really, really nice. Is what a waste of headspace. The few words itself really encourages people to just get out of the negativity and negative thinking that you're in and just don't think about it and do something else. Okay, so right now we will take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Liesl May after this to talk about her inspiration behind the song Headspace. This is TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM, always with you.
Hello, what's up? You're back on The Night Show on TFM here. You're chilling with me, TP. Tonight we've got the beautiful songbird in the studio. It is Liesl May. And so just now we talk about the first song, your first debut single, Headspace. Right now, can you tell us the inspiration behind writing the song Headspace?
Well, I was going through it myself. So at the time when I wrote it, I was really stressed out about something. I can't remember what now, but I just remember feeling extremely overwhelmed, feeling like nothing was in my control. And so what I did was I tried to convince myself that nothing was real, you know, which kind of backfired because then I started dissociating from reality. You know, I couldn't tell what was real and what was not. And so I really just wanted to find something that would give me some peace. And what I found was writing the song, you know, releasing it out in the form of music was something that did help me find that peace. And so that's how the song came about.
Right. So would you say, like, writing this song, it helps you to release your stress and whatever is negative emotions that you have inside of you. But at the same time, what do you think is the most difficult part when you're writing this song?
I think trying to make it not sound too sad, because I didn't want people to feel like, oh my God, this song is so depressing. So I did want to add a message of hope at the end as well, to show people that, you know, this is not all that that it's going to be, like, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
I think that's really interesting. I feel like the song is not that sad. It's more of a comfort. It's like someone is hugging you when you're listening to this song, telling you like, it's all right, it's okay, we're here for you. And is that like your goal for people to listen to this song? Is it to just comfort people, for them to find solace as well?
It is, it is. I also want people who can relate to the song to feel like they're not alone, that someone else is going through whatever they might be going through. And so, yeah, relatability, and also if anyone can find peace from the song, or, you know, feel calm after they listen to the song, that's what I hope that Headspace does for people.
Definitely. So earlier this morning, I was quite busy with stuff. And then just now in the studio, I just came in and usually just play the song that with the artist I'm about to interview. And it really just calms me down. It's just like, you know, don't forget about anything. Forget about it. Just focus on Lizzo Me later on. It's really, really like working. So I think this is like my go-to song when I'm like very, very confused and a little bit chaotic. It's like a zen song for me.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you instead, Lizzo. All right, right now we're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with Lizzo after this to talk more about her musical ventures. This is TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, only on TFM.
Bonjour, Night Show on TFM, New Music Friday with your boy TP here tonight in the studio. We've got the singer-songwriter Malaysian Next Songbird. It is Lizzo May. And now we want to talk about your music video that was recently released on 21st of January on the song Headspace. Tell us the inspiration behind this music video.
Well, the music video, in the beginning, it shows me feeling a bit down, you know, my mood, my facial expressions are all like really sad and everything. And so it kind of relates to the lyrics, you know, finding myself in that negative headspace. And then slowly at one point of the song, when we transition to the scene in the bathroom, you know, where the lights have changed and everything, that one is symbolizing me transitioning out of that negative headspace. So reaching a point where I am at peace and I am feeling, you know, more calm or more grounded than before.
Is there a reason why in the last scene it is it's you sitting in a bathtub full of water with rose petals?
There isn't any particular metaphor behind that. It was really more for like the aesthetics.
Right.
I mean, a milk bath with rose petals, that's something that is soothing, you know. Some people do it as like their spa treatment or whatever. So it is sort of symbolizing, you know.
It does. Yeah. We get it. Now, after releasing Headspace, this is a question from some of your fans. Will you be releasing a whole album after this?
Oh, I have to say that's too early to tell for now, but there's definitely more music coming.
Ooh, so more songs?
Yes.
Are any teasers right now?
I can't say yet.
Okay. But there are songs, right? Yes. Okay, how soon are we talking about?
I can't whisper.
Oh no. Okay, it's fine.
Sooner than you think, yeah.
Okay, sooner than we think. Okay, that's good enough. Okay, we'll take that. Right now we're gonna take another quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Lizzo May after this to talk about how does she write her songs. This is TFM, always with you.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Hey, what's up? You're back on a nice show, chilling with me, TP, and tonight together with Lizzo May to talk about her upcoming music and also her recent debut single, Headspace. All right, talking about your writing your songs, you write your songs yourself, right? So what is the songwriting process for you? Is it difficult, or usually go out for to find melodies first? How is it for you?
I would say there isn't really a structure to my process. It's either the lyrics come first or the melody comes first. But there's no fixed structure, like I said. So it's quite random. So there are some songs where I already have the concept in mind, so I already write the lyrics down before I do the melody. There are some songs where I find the melody first and then I put the words to it after that. So it's not fixed in that sense.
What about Headspace? Which came first?
Headspace will be lyrics because I was going through it, right? Mm-hmm. So I just had to get the words out, you know, how I was feeling. I had to put the pen to paper. Mm-hmm. So Headspace was lyrics first.
Okay. Now, pretty sure that you have some inspirations in your life, musically and personal life. We're going to talk about both, but we want to know first, who is your biggest inspiration when it comes to music?
Music? I'm going to say Dodie. slash Bruno Major. Dodie, I listened to her since I was really young, you know, when she first started her YouTube channel. I've been following her since then, and I've really been able to witness her growth as an artist. And so I think that's something that's really inspiring to me. I connect with her music a lot as well. Same goes with Bruno Major. I really love his lyrics. I only found him later on in my life, but you know, I love his music just the same.
Right. Would you say like they affected or have an impact on your songwriting and your music?
Songwriting, yes, I would say that. Our music sounds a bit different, but I think as for the songwriting, I definitely strive to write like them because I really, really like the way that they write their music too.
Okay, okay. And what about your inspiration in life? Are there any inspirational figures?
Oh, this is a hard question.
It can be anyone around you as well. It doesn't have to be like a celebrity or anyone.
I think the first person that comes to mind has to be my mom because she is just very selfless, very kind. And I think a lot of people could be a bit more selfless and a bit more kind in this world. So I also hope to be at least half the woman that she is.
Preach. Definitely, definitely. Okay, so here's another question. You talk about your biggest inspiration in music. Are there any artists that you like to work with? It can be local, international, wherever it is.
I would say Dodie and Bruno Major as well. Oh, I think it would be really, really fun to collaborate with them. Because like I said, I think I would be able to learn a lot from them in terms of how they write. And you know, they are so mature as artists already, and I'm just starting out. So I really think that I could learn a lot from them.
Oh, we're rooting for you. We're hoping that one day there'll be a song coming out, Lizzo Me and Dodie and Bruno Major.
Oh, that'd I hope amazing. So.
Oh, fingers crossed for you, okay? Yes. Now we're going to take another short break, but like I said, don't go anywhere. We've got more interesting stuff from Lizzo May after this, right here on TFM, always with you.
This is The Night Show, where you get your favourite gems, only on TFM.
Welcome back to The Night Show. You're hanging out with Europa TP here on New Music Friday. Tonight's a special night because not just that it is TGIF, but also we have a special guest in the studio, Lizzo May, the upcoming rising songbird of Malaysia. Now, Lizzo, what is your ultimate goal in your music career?
I'm a person who likes to take small steps, so I don't really look at the bigger picture, but I like to look into the near future first. And I think my first goal or milestone that I would like to achieve is having a live show. So just having a live show, hearing people sing along to my songs, I think that would mean a lot.
Oh, that would be amazing. And when you have a live show, please come to Kuching, okay?
Oh, I
would
want to go.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, do you have any advice to aspiring musicians out there who's trying to put out songs as well?
I would say just go for it. Just put your music out, whether it's online, like on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, because the power of social media is, you know, really, really amazing. So if you have music that you want to put out, just do it. You know, you never know who will come across your content. And so, yeah, just do
it. All right. Okay. Very, very good advice. And now finally, Lizzo May, I'm going to give you a chance to say a few words to your fans regarding your new music, Headspace.
Oh, thank you so much, everyone, for listening to Headspace. I really appreciate the support. I hope that you are able to find peace or to find at least some calming feelings from Headspace. And I hope to see you very soon.
Thank you so much, Lizzo May, for joining us tonight. You've been lovely. I feel like we connected so much more. I feel like you're like a sister from far away because we have so much common, especially in High School Musical and Encanto. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me again.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye. Take care. Stay safe, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye. And as for the rest of you, don't go anywhere. This is only the first hour of our Friday evening, The Night Show. Next hour, we've got Gossip Hour. Stay tuned for more of your favorite songs as well. This is TFM, always with you.
I need somebody to tell me I'm doing all right. 'Cause these days it's easy to lose sight. I need somebody to show me what's wrong from what's right. 'Cause even though I say I won't lose it, I might. faces and places that I come across. I try to hold on to before they get lost. Feeling like I'm leaving though I'm trying to stay. Tired of hearing it'll be okay.
Yeah.